County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Officers were seen with their weapons drawn outside the ROTC Armory building earlier. There's no word on exactly what triggered the alert. Sources report that Sandy Berger, who was President Bill Clinton's national security advisor, has died. He was 70 years old. The highest-ranking military officer in the U.S. is contradicting President Obama's claim that ISIS is contained.
We have not contained ISIL.
Have they been contained at any time since 2010?
Tactically, in areas they have been. Strategically, they have spread since 2010.
That's Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford at yesterday's House Armed Services Committee hearing. Obama claimed before the Paris attacks that the U.S. had contained ISIS. The White House later said Obama was specifically referring to the terror group's expansion into Syria and Iraq. During the same hearing, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the U.S. is deploying a specialized targeting force to help local forces combat ISIS in Iraq and Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donald Trump is suggesting the Paris terrorist attacks could have been stopped if people had been armed. At a rally in New Hampshire, the Republican frontrunner said one of his audience members could have prevented the attacks if he'd been there with a gun.
If that guy happened to be in the crowd, and if he had a gun, they would have had a couple of killings, but they wouldn't have been the good guys. They would have been the bad guys, right?
Trump made the claim while talking about the Second Amendment and vowing that he would protect it as president. He also pointed out how difficult it is to get a gun in France.
When you look at that slaughter that took place, you know, Paris is one of the toughest gun zones anywhere in the world. You can't have a gun. France also can't have a gun. It's virtually impossible to get one.
Trump has made similar claims in the past, previously saying the October mass shooting in an Oregon community college could have been stopped if there had been guns in the classroom. FBI statistics show guns were popular items on Black Friday. The FBI processed more than 185,000 background checks for gun purchases on the biggest shopping day of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
What police call a nonstop battle is continuing in the sky over Phoenix. Lasers hit four more aircraft over Arizona's biggest city last night. The planes were all headed to the municipal Deer Valley Airport on the north end of the metro area that's home to 4 million people. No one was hurt. A police pilot told NBC News that laser strikes are nonstop in that area. A group of scientists are launching an expedition this week to drill their way to the Earth's mantle. The aim of the project, hosted by the International Ocean Discovery Program, is to drill a hole more than 3 miles deep at the bottom of the Indian Ocean. The team's co-leader expects it will take several years and about three expeditions to get beneath the Earth's crust and eventually reach the Earth's mantle. There have been several previous attempts to reach the mantle, but none have ever been successful. The actions of the Rebel Alliance in the original Star Wars trilogy would have created quite the mess, according to an academic paper published yesterday. The piece, written by a financial engineering professor at Washington University in St. Louis, predicts that the destruction of the two planet-sized space stations known as Death Stars run by the Empire, would have triggered an economic crisis. The paper works under the assumption that in the sci-fi universe, the Empire still would have owed the bank 50% of the cost of building the first Death Star and the full cost of the second. This would have left no one available to pay back over $500 quintillion to the bank. May the Force be with them all. With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News. USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill is issuing an all-clear to students after reports of an armed person on campus. Officers were seen with their weapons drawn outside the ROTC Armory building earlier. There's no word on exactly what triggered the alert. Sources report that Sandy Berger, who was President Bill Clinton's national security advisor, has died. He was 70 years old. The highest-ranking military officer in the U.S. is contradicting President Obama's claim that ISIS is contained.
We have not contained ISIL.
Have they been contained at any time since 2010?
Tactically, in areas they have been. Strategically, they have spread since 2010.
That's Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford at yesterday's House Armed Services Committee hearing. Obama claimed before the Paris attacks that the U.S. had contained ISIS. The White House later said Obama was specifically referring to the terror group's expansion into Syria and Iraq. During the same hearing, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the U.S. is deploying a specialized targeting force to help local forces combat ISIS in Iraq and Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll. Sorry about the delay today. We had a little bit of a computer glitch when I got in, and obviously we have now gotten things fixed. Anyway, so hopefully you are still around and listening to my show today. Some of you may follow me on Facebook. The topic today is being a victim. Are you being a victim? And victimhood seems to be something that is on the rise. It's something that I'm noticing on the news, in colleges, schools, riots, all kinds of things where we are blaming other people for our circumstance. And we have really begun to shift, I think, as a society from being pull yourself up by the bootstraps to the other end of the pendulum known as victimhood. It's important to recognize that sometimes what happens is we go from one extreme to the other extreme, like a pendulum, back and forth, and that there is actually a place in the middle, that there are times that we really are victims. There are other times that we are not. We just play the role of being a victim. And so that is what I'm going to talk about today. And I need to take a commercial break and was not able to do that, like I said, at the beginning of the show. But we are now hopefully online and good to go for the rest of the hour. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham, Smith, and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about being a victim and how we are shifting in our society. We had really been in a place where we were more of an honor culture or a culture of dignity, and we are actually beginning to shift to a culture of victimhood. Why is that happening, do you think? I'm not sure I'm going to say that. But one of the things that I find is that we want everyone to be a winner, and we don't want anyone to feel bad. And we don't want anyone to be disappointed. We don't want anyone to be angry. And we have taken those feelings and turned them into emotions based on being a victim, rather than giving them, actually giving our children the experience of feeling those feelings, learning how to deal with them and cope with them and grow from them. And so I think that is one of the key issues. You know, I have had a lot of clients come into my office. Sometimes they're dads who are being coaches for their kids, and they have to go out and get trophies for everyone. And, you know, the losing team, the winning team, we don't want people to feel bad. One of the problems is that when we do that, when we don't want people to feel bad, we prevent them from learning those coping skills, and we actually make them victims of their own emotion. In cultures where we have, or where we were, honor and dignity, we would respond differently to insults and slights. We would respond differently when we actually had a sense of feeling violated. Actually, we had things called boundaries and limits, and we worked at learning how to be effective in maintaining them, becoming assertive and not aggressive. With this new way of behaving, we're all passive-aggressive, or just aggressive. And these ways of behaving affect our sense of self-esteem, and the way we interact with the world and with people in our lives in general. We had this saying when I was a kid, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. Well, I don't think we say that anymore, because we have made it where words hurt. And the only reason words hurt is because if you say something to me that may be insulting, I decide that I am going to become insulted. I take offense. And I think that's such an important thing, that the way we say it in our very language, I take offense. Like, you know, you put a glass of water in front of me, I pick it up, I take it, I drink from it. I make it mine. And those types of things actually are being pushed aside. We want to have this perspective that if I control what you say, then I won't be offended. And there's another problem with that. I can't control someone else. I cannot control what they say. And it goes against the very core of who we are as a culture. We have the freedom of speech that is the number one most important thing in our society. Why is that? Well, in other countries, still to this day, if you say something negative against the king or the queen or the president or the dictator or whatever it is that's governing, you might actually lose your life. You don't have the right to say anything negative about the government or the government leaders, which then keeps you under their thumb, making you a victim. A victim of society, a victim of government, a victim of the despot or the leader or the dictator or whatever it is that's ruling your country. So freedom of speech is extremely important. When we begin to say, your word offends me, the word that you are using offends me, I have actually placed myself in the role of a victim. Your words only offend me because I take offense at them. It's something that I say quite often when I'm doing couples work. And, you know, they come in and they're both really hurt. And I can't believe he said these things. I can't believe she did these things. I'm so offended. I feel like a victim. Now, does that mean that there aren't some real victims in society? Absolutely. We do have real victims of abuse, of rape, of robbery, of crime. We have real victims. That does happen. At the same time, when we try and control everyone else, we all become victims. And it becomes a way of being. It's damaging. It puts us at a disadvantage. It creates an aura of oppression and neediness. If I'm a victim, I need you to also take care of me. It limits my freedom of choice. Because if I'm a victim and I need you to take care of me, rescue me, enable me even, what that does is it places me in a position where I get to have only what you give, and it may not be what I really need, therefore keeping me in that role of victim. Oftentimes what ends up happening is we end up with anger, and it becomes a cycle. So a victim usually looks for someone to rescue them or enable them or caretake them. And oftentimes they're not happy with the way that comes out, because they're also the victim. And so they get angry, they persecute, they feel like martyrs. They stay in the role of victim and look for someone else to rescue them. it actually begins to chip away at the core of a people in general, because we go from victimization and victimhood to anger and rage, to victimhood to anger and rage. And one of the biggest problems with that is we're always looking for other people to fix it. We're looking for other people to make changes. We're looking to other people to not offend us. And so we are so busy trying to force other people to do something so that we don't feel offended. It's not logical. It doesn't really work at all. What it does is it forces us to create more laws. We're looking for safe places on our campuses where people cannot say certain words because I might be offended. It's actually rather outrageous. If I don't learn how to handle the words that people use, if I don't learn how to handle their attitude, I limit my own life. If I am so thin-skinned that I cannot cope with a slight or an insult, or a word that I might not like, I'm going to have a very hard time making my way through this world. Because that spot, that place of victimhood is demoralizing and polarizing. It's just the way it is. It is demoralizing and polarizing. You know, I remember early on in the field of counseling and learning about counseling and how important self-esteem. Self-esteem was so important. To build self-esteem, to have good self-esteem, self-respect, self-awareness, self-acknowledgement. And somehow or other that's kind of twisted. Because we have developed this belief system that my self-esteem comes from other people. You make me feel bad. You make me unhappy. You hurt my feelings. You dissed me. I am now a victim. I am a victim of your words. I am a victim of your anger. My self-esteem is... actually, I don't have any self-esteem. I'm looking to you, someone else, some other person, to esteem me. I am looking for other esteem. And no one has actually taught me how to have good self-esteem, which is one of the ways to get out of victimization. So I'm going to take a little break, a few commercials, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat after a few moments. I'm Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The weather for today, it is currently 50 degrees, a little foggy and misty still from this morning, and showers are expected throughout the day. With about a half an inch of rain possible. Tonight, showers are likely mainly before 10 p.m., and it will be cloudy, gradually clearing up with a low around 42. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 50, and Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 33. Friday will be sunny with a high near 48, and it looks like Saturday and Sunday both will be sunny in the mid to upper 50s. So it looks like we have a nice weekend on hand.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to
with each other. Well, it's pretty immature. And taking offense actually is also pretty immature. Boundaries and limits play such a huge role, and I know I talk about them quite often. A limit is how far I'm willing to go. So if I'm in a relationship with people calling me names, and this person keeps calling me names and insulting me, I might reach my limit and say, you know, I don't like the way you speak with me. The other person might say, I really don't care, and cross my boundary. I'm going to call you whatever I want to call you. I don't really care how you feel about it. Okay. Well, I have a choice, you see. It comes down to choice. I could whack them over the head.